You ever think about like those technologies that sound totally out there, like straight out of science fiction, but like they're kind of getting closer to reality, you know? That's what we're diving into today, quantum computing.
Yeah, we've got a whole bunch of fascinating material about it and how it could like completely revolutionize our everyday lives. It might change things in ways we haven't even thought of yet.
Seriously, some of the stuff we found is wild. We're talking about potential cures for diseases like cancer, totally new ways of getting energy, maybe even figuring out how to live longer, like a lot longer.
It's not just about faster computers, it's like a whole new way of thinking about what computers can even do. And that's what we want to unpack in this deep dive. What are the big ideas and what do they mean for you?
Okay, so let's start with something that sounds like super futuristic, quantum AI.
Right. What we found really interesting is how quantum computing and artificial intelligence are coming together. It's not just about making AI faster, it's about giving AI totally new ways to learn and solve problems.
Yeah, like quantum computers can process these huge amounts of data all at once, which is something normal computers just can't do.
Yeah.
And when you combine that with AI, the possibilities are pretty mind-blowing.
Exactly. It's like imagine being able to analyze every single piece of information in a huge database all at the same time. That's the kind of power we're talking about, and it could lead to like super advanced AI way sooner than we think.
So it's not just about getting to the same AI faster, it's about getting to a much more powerful AI
Yeah.
much sooner.
Yeah, exactly. And that could have huge implications for everything from how we interact with technology to how we solve some of the world's biggest problems.
So what are some specific things that this quantum AI could be good at?
Well, imagine AI that can actually understand human language, like not just recognize words, but really get the meaning behind them. That could lead to virtual assistants that actually feel like they get you.
Or in healthcare. AI that can look at medical images or tons of genetic data and diagnose diseases way earlier and more accurately.
Totally. And in finance, maybe we could predict market trends way better, make smarter investments, and avoid those big financial crashes.
It seems like a lot of this comes down to being able to simulate really complex stuff, like how molecules interact. And our sources say quantum computers are like way better at that than regular computers.
Right. So think about like designing a new drug. You got to figure out how it's going to interact with all the different molecules in your body. That's a ton of calculations, and it can take years to do with a normal computer. But a quantum computer could potentially do it in like days or even hours.
Wow, that's a huge difference. Okay, let's switch gears a bit and talk about healthcare. I mean, everybody cares about their health, right? And our sources are saying that quantum computing could be absolutely game-changing for treating diseases, especially cancer.
Definitely. Like one of the biggest problems with drug discovery is it takes so long and costs so much money to develop new treatments, but quantum computers could potentially make that process way faster and cheaper.
So how would that work?
Well, imagine being able to simulate how different drug molecules interact with cancer cells before you even have to test them in a lab. That's what quantum computers could do, and it could cut down the development time for new drugs from years to maybe weeks.
That would be incredible.
Yeah.
What about personalized medicine, where treatments are tailored to your specific genes? Our sources say quantum computing could play a big role there, too.
Right, because analyzing all the data in your DNA is a massive computational task. But quantum computers could make it possible to analyze your entire genome quickly and accurately, so doctors could figure out the best treatment for you based on your unique genetic makeup.
That sounds like science fiction, but it seems like it could be a reality sooner than we think. What about other diseases like Alzheimer's or Parkinson's? Can quantum computing help with those too?
It's definitely a possibility. These diseases are really complex, but quantum computers could help us understand how they work at a much deeper level. By simulating the brain, we might be able to identify new targets for drugs or therapies that could slow down or even reverse these diseases.
So it's not just about finding new treatments, it's about understanding diseases in a whole new way.
Yeah, and that could be a total game changer for how we approach healthcare in the future.
All right, let's move on to another big challenge, energy. I
Yeah.
mean, everyone needs energy, right? And we're always looking for cleaner and more sustainable sources. Our sources say quantum computing could help us finally crack fusion power, which would be a huge deal.
Yeah, fusion has been the energy of the future for like decades, but it's really hard to make it work. Basically, you need to create conditions like the inside of the sun here on Earth, which is not easy.
Sounds kind of dangerous.
It definitely has its challenges, but the payoff would be huge. Fusion power is incredibly efficient and produces very little waste, so it would be a game changer for clean energy.
So how can quantum computing help us make fusion a reality?
Well, one of the biggest problems is understanding how the super hot plasma behaves inside a fusion reactor. It's really complex and turbulent, and our current computers aren't great at simulating it. But quantum computers could potentially simulate plasma behavior much more accurately, which could help us design better reactors and finally get fusion to work.
So it's like we need to understand the science better before we can build the technology.
Yeah, and quantum computing could be the key to unlocking that understanding.
Okay, let's zoom out to a bigger picture. Space exploration. Our sources say quantum computing could help us solve some of the biggest mysteries of the universe, like black holes and dark matter.
Yeah, space is full of these crazy phenomena that we just don't fully understand yet. But with quantum computers, we might be able to simulate these things and get some real answers.
So what are some of the questions we might be able to answer?
Well, we could learn more about how black holes form and what happens inside them. We could figure out what dark matter actually is, which is something that's been stumping scientists for decades. We might even be able to simulate the very early universe and understand how it all began.
That's pretty mind-blowing stuff. Okay, let's bring it back down to Earth a bit. Our sources also talk about the possibility of radically extending human lifespan, maybe even achieving some form of immortality using quantum computing. I mean, that sounds like pure science fiction.
I know, right? It does sound pretty out there. But the idea is that quantum computers could help us understand the aging process at a much deeper level, and then maybe we could use that knowledge to slow it down or even reverse it.
So it's like we could potentially hack our own biology.
In a way, yeah. Imagine being able to identify the specific genes that cause aging and then use gene editing or other technologies to turn them off or modify them. It's still very early days, but it's an exciting possibility.
What about regenerative medicine, like growing new organs? Could quantum computing help with that too?
Definitely. Growing organs in a lab is really hard, but quantum simulations could help us understand how cells differentiate and grow into tissues. That could lead to breakthroughs in regenerative medicine and maybe even make organ transplants a thing of the past.
Okay, let's shift gears again and talk about the quantum internet. This is something that could change how we communicate in a really big way, right?
Totally. The quantum internet wouldn't just be faster, it would also be way more secure. Like, imagine being able to send information that's literally impossible to hack. That's what quantum key distribution could do.
Wait, impossible to hack? How's that even possible?
It's based on the laws of physics. When you use quantum entanglement to create keys, any attempt to intercept the message would change the key itself, so the sender and receiver would know immediately that someone was trying to eavesdrop.
Wow, that's pretty clever. So what else could we do with the quantum internet?
We could create networks of quantum computers that could work together to solve really complex problems. We could develop new forms of communication that are faster and more efficient than anything we have today. It could be a total game changer.
Okay, this one's a bit freaky. Our sources say quantum computing could allow us to simulate the human brain in detail, like really understand how it works. That's kind of scary, but also really fascinating.
I know, right? It's a bit mind-boggling. But think about what we could learn. We could understand how consciousness works, how memories are formed, maybe even what makes us who we are.
And that could have huge implications for AI, right? Like, we could potentially create AI that's as smart as humans.
Yeah, or maybe even smarter. It's a bit unsettling, but also exciting to think about.
Okay, let's talk about something a bit more practical. Room temperature superconductors. I know this sounds like something out of a physics textbook, but it could have a huge impact on our everyday lives.
Definitely. Superconductors are these amazing materials that can conduct electricity with zero resistance, which means no energy loss. But the problem is, they only work at super low temperatures. If we could make them work at room temperature, it would be a total revolution.
So what would change?
We could make power grids that are way more efficient so we'd waste less energy. We could develop new types of electronics that are faster and more powerful. We could even build maglev trains that float on magnetic fields and travel at super high speeds.
Wow, that sounds like a whole new world. And our sources say quantum computing could be the key to making it happen.
Yeah, because designing new materials is really hard. It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But quantum computers could simulate different materials and help us find the ones that have the properties we want.
Okay, let's talk about something we all use every day. Batteries. I'm always running out of battery on my phone. Could quantum computing help us make better batteries?
Absolutely. Right now, batteries are limited by things like how much energy they can store and how long they last. But with quantum computing, we could design new battery materials that are way more efficient and longer lasting.
So maybe my phone would actually last a whole day without needing a charge.
Maybe even longer. And it's not just about phones. Think about electric cars. If we can make better batteries, electric cars could go further and charge faster, which would be a huge boost for clean transportation.
Okay, let's switch gears one last time and talk about encryption. Seems like every day there's a new story about a data breach or some kind of hacking. Can quantum computing make our data more secure?
Yeah, it's a bit of a double-edged sword. Quantum computers could break a lot of the encryption we use today, which is kind of scary, but they can also create new forms of encryption that are virtually unbreakable.
Unbreakable. So no more hackers.
Well, it's not that simple, but quantum key distribution, or QKD, could make it practically impossible to hack into secure communications. It's based on the laws of physics, so it's not something that can be easily cracked with a computer.
That's pretty amazing. So even though quantum computing might create some new challenges, it also seems like it could solve some really big problems like climate change and natural disasters.
Right. Quantum computing could help us design better renewable energy systems, capture carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, and even predict natural disasters more accurately. It's a tool that could help us create a more sustainable and resilient future.
Okay, this might be the craziest one yet.
Yeah.
Our sources mentioned something called artificial photosynthesis, which sounds like something straight out of a science fiction movie.
I know, right? But it's basically about copying how plants use sunlight to create energy. If we can figure out how to do that efficiently, it would be a game changer for clean energy.
So we could literally create energy from sunlight.
Exactly. And it would be completely clean and sustainable. It's a really exciting possibility.
Okay, this one's just for fun. Our sources talk about creating hyper-realistic virtual environments, like so real you can't even tell the difference. I mean, that sounds like something out of the Matrix.
I know, right? But it's not as far-fetched as it sounds. With quantum computing, we could simulate the physical world with incredible detail, creating virtual experiences that are totally immersive.
So what could we do with that?
We could create incredible video games, train people for dangerous jobs in virtual reality, even hold meetings in virtual spaces that feel like we're all in the same room. It could change the way we interact with the world.
And finally, our sources touch on something called synthetic biology, which is basically engineering new forms of life. I mean, that sounds kind of scary, but also really cool.
It's definitely a powerful technology, and it has the potential to do a lot of good. With quantum computing, we could design organisms that can produce new medicines, clean up pollution, even create new food sources. It's a bit mind-boggling, but also really exciting.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground today.
Yeah.
It's clear that quantum computing is going to have a huge impact on just about every aspect of our lives.
Definitely. It's one of the most transformative technologies we've ever seen.
And the crazy thing is, we're probably only just scratching the surface of what it can do. Who knows what amazing things we'll be able to achieve with quantum computing in the future?
It's hard to even imagine.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. We hope you found this deep dive into quantum computing as fascinating as we did. It's definitely a lot to think about, but it's clear that we're on the verge of a technological revolution, and it's going to be amazing to see what happens next.
Absolutely.
So, what are you most excited or maybe even a little nervous about when it comes to all this quantum stuff? Think about it, and we'll see you next time for another deep dive into the future.
See you then.